Our scripture reading this morning is from two places. First is from Gospel of John chapter 19, verse 30. And second reading is from Gospel of Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 47. So if you're able, would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 30. We're only reading the first part of this verse, where it says, when Jesus had received the drink, he said, it is finished. And Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, we're reading from verse 44 through 47. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, for the sun stopped shining. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, surely, this was a righteous man. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Ever since we began our Lenten season, we've been journeying through the season, reflecting upon Jesus' words from the cross. And so Jesus had spoken 7 statements. And so we've been kind of taking one each week. Unfortunately, the Lenten season only gives us 6 Sundays. So today we're going to reflect the last 2 of Jesus' statements, which are, it is finished, and into your hands I commit my spirit. It is finished, is what Jesus said according to the Gospel of John. What do you suppose he meant? It is finished. The Greek word used here is tetelestai, which it doesn't mean like, oh, it's over. Oh, finally, this is the end. But it means more like it's completed. Now it's perfected. It's finished. It's done. It's completed. That's what Jesus said. And if you can just imagine Jesus on the cross, he's been hanging on the cross for about 6 hours by now. He is almost to the end of his life. And he has a couple breaths left. And with one of those, Jesus makes this statement, it is finished. Many people will see that, okay, Jesus is defeated. He's been killed, he's defeated. You know, for whatever purpose he came to do, he didn't do it. But just at that moment, when it all seems lost, he says, it is finished. I have completed my mission. What's his mission? What's his mission? Why do we need Jesus to come and go to the cross, suffer so much, and give his life for us? Why? Why do we need that? In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, this is what Paul says. The wages of sin is death. That everyone who sins in order to pay for the sin, in order to clear their sin, the payment is death. And Romans chapter 3 also says that all have sinned. All with capital A-L-L. that no one, no human being is perfect, that is sinless, but everyone, we are all sinners, that we are all subject to sin. And so if all of us sinned and the payment for sin is death, then essentially what do we have to do to expiate our sins? Die. All of us, humanity, we all have to die for our sins. But God didn't want that because God created us. We are God's children. And God wanted us to live. So the way to pay for our sins was that somebody had to die. And not just anybody, but the one without blemish, the one without sin. And so Jesus went to the cross, suffered, died, that his life became the ransom, became the payment to redeem the humanity. And so as he is on the cross and as he is about to breathe his last, he says, "It is finished. Now I have fulfilled my purpose. It is complete." Today's Palm Sunday that we are celebrating Jesus entering into the city of Jerusalem, riding on a donkey. And as I talked with children, people were lining up the street and they were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, save us." People were lining up asking Jesus to save us. And the day he rode into Jerusalem is actually a lamb selection day for the Jews, selecting a lamb to celebrate Passover, which is going to be later on in that week. And so as people are shouting, save us, and Jesus is riding into the city, on this lamb selection day, what Jesus was doing was, "I have come to save you. I will save you by offering myself as the Lamb of God to be sacrificed so that your sins will be forgiven and that on Passover, that death will pass over you so that you can live." On this day that Jesus hung on the cross, while Jesus hung on the cross dying in the temple, they slaughter the lamb for Passover. And so Jesus says, "It is finished. I have done what I have come to do, to give my life for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus is our Redeemer for this reason. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our High Priest. Jesus is the one who brought us the atonement through his sacrifice. Now, if you look at the word atonement, it's three syllables put together. It's at one meant. Through Jesus' sacrifice, what he did was he brought the humanity together to God at one, to be one with God at one meant. Atonement, that's what it means. So Jesus says, "It is finished." Then Luke describes for us the last word of Jesus when he said, Jesus called out with a loud voice, saying, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he said this, he breathed his last. Now, if you remember 5 weeks ago when we began this series, we began by noting that Jesus, the first thing that Jesus said on the cross was a prayer. Do you remember what he said? He said, as he's looking down on the people who tortured him, who hung him on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. And then as he continued to hang on the cross, he continued to pray. He prayed the prayer from Psalm 22, praying, my God, why have you forsaken me? And once more, his dying words were a prayer. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. These final words of Jesus are also from a psalm, Psalm 31, verse 5. I can imagine Jesus hanging on the cross, knowing that he's nearing the end with his last breath. He is praying inside, inwardly, the Psalm 31. And this is how Psalm 31 reads. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set before me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. This was Jesus' dying prayer. It was a prayer of absolute trust in God, even as he is dying. See, Jesus had forgiven his enemies. He offered mercy to a thief hanging beside him, prayed for his mother, caring for his mother. He come to a place where he felt abandoned by God. And he expressed his physical thirst as well as spiritual thirst. But before his death, he declares the shout of triumph. It is finished. I have completed my purpose. And then offers this beautiful prayer of absolute trust to his father. William Barclay, in one of the commentator, says that this prayer from Psalm 31:5, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, it was actually a prayer that Jewish children learned from their mothers, and that they would say this prayer at bedtime before they go to sleep. So just imagine Jesus as a young boy, that Mary is teaching him to say this prayer every night, that he would say this prayer, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, before going to sleep. On the cross, with his dying breath, as he was praying, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, Jesus was also teaching us how to pray. Jesus was showing us how to pray when we are faced with dark times, when we are faced with despair, when we are walking through the valley of the shadow and death, when we are facing the unknown. Jesus was showing us to pray, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I invite you to say it with me. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Can we say one more time? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I want to encourage all of us to make this prayer also our prayer. How about if we prayed it when we wake up in the morning and when we go to bed at night? How would it be if we pray this prayer whenever we feel anxious or facing uncertainty? What about those times when you're afraid and fearful? When we are facing important decisions? When we are about to undergo surgery? Or when we are overwhelmed with what's happening in our lives? How would it be different for us if we pray this prayer every day, every time, everywhere? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Father, into your hands I commit my life. Father, into your hands I commit this pain. Father, into your hands I commit this grief. Father, into your hands I commit this situation. Father, into your hands I commit this problem. When this is our daily prayer, we never have to be afraid. When this is our prayer, we can be courageous. When this is our prayer, we can face anything and everything that comes our way, because we do not face it alone, but God faces it with us. On this Palm Sunday, as we head into the Holy Week and toward the cross, may we remember these words of Jesus on the cross and be strengthened by them to live each day faithfully. And let us be inspired by these words of Jesus, the prayers of Jesus, and to live the love that he gave us, he shown us. These are the final words of Jesus on the cross, but we know that there are more words coming, that these are not the final words of Jesus. And as we journey through this Holy Week, and as we look towards Easter, let us be prepared to hear what Jesus has to say to us as he comes back to life. Amen.